Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
It is Pastor David.
We with you, bro.
Yes, Pastor David. Yes, James Manning is with you. I'm with you, Dr. Savage. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. 800-449-8255. Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm actually sorry I must be here. He must be gone today. He does not want to be. He must be gone because he still needs to counsel with those that can help him legally in this ban, this fight against Britain. This is not over. This is not over by a long shot. For those of you that are not familiar with the story, you may have, or those of you that are, the latest news, of course, yesterday that perhaps this ban, the UK ban that Michael Savage is a part of, the ban list the United Kingdom issued back in May, that perhaps Michael Savage would in fact be taken off of it. I am here, unfortunately, to confirm today Michael Savage must now continue to fight and soldier on. This is not over, not by a long shot. There is plenty to read about this today at michaelsavage.com. I do hope you'll go. For those of you that are new to the story or just need to be brought up to speed, again, we go back to the Daily Mail. This all starts May 5th. Jackie Smith, the then Homeland Secretary of the UK, or Home Secretary, who's now been replaced by a guy named Alan Johnson. Now, Alan Johnson has said he will scrap what Jackie Smith set in motion some time ago, her decision to announce a list of 16 people, Michael Savage being one, branded as least wanted in the UK. Now, that immediately led Michael Savage, and rightly so, objecting to be put on the list by the same category, you know, the same category as hate preachers, terrorists. Michael Savage is on this list. It obviously makes no sense. It's madness. And so he decided to fight quickly. Well, the Daily Mail reported that Mr. Johnson, Jackie Smith's replacement, believes the move was a blunder and does not propose to issue similar lists in the future. Well, that's one thing. Not issuing similar lists in the future is no guarantee of Michael Savage being removed from the current list. And there has been no real confirmation that Alan Johnson intends to scrap this disaster that Jackie Smith has created. So today we go to the latest news on this from Arthur Brazzoni at Examiner.com. You can read this at MichaelSavage.com. And I'm just reading directly. The press office of the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. confirmed in an interview with Brazzoni today that San Francisco talk host Michael Savage still remains persona non grata in Great Britain. Savage repeatedly warned his listeners yesterday neither he or his attorneys have received any official indication that the ban had been lifted. A weekend newspaper report appears to have been inaccurate. The press representative indicated that while no visa is required of Americans visiting England, Michael Savage would be detained by immigration authorities if he attempted to enter the country and refused entry. As recently as yesterday, the British Home Office informed the embassy office there has been no change in Michael Savage's ban. So again, this at michaelsavage.com. You can read the latest. The question now is, what should Michael do next? That's what he's trying to figure out. The question for you, the loyal Savage Nation listener, is what do you think he should do now? Why would a statement be made that a mistake was made by the previous office holder? Why would this Alan Johnson come forward and say a mistake was made, that was ham-handed, not apologize, but certainly suggest that he would undo what Jackie Smith did, only to not actually do so? Why make the statement and not actually take Michael Savage off the list? 800-449-8255. That's a question. Another question, will Michael eventually be removed from this list? Or will they continue to? Obviously, the heat is on. Obviously, the pressure is great. Obviously, you and thinking Americans who appreciate what this means. Incidentally, Michael knows more than anyone how important it is to have a microphone and the ability to speak freely and openly. And the chilling effect of this in Great Britain is not simply isolated to Great Britain. This is, in effect, what we can expect to see coming, and I know Michael's told you this 1,000 times, this is what you can expect to see sweep our country within years, arguably within months. Western Europe, as a general rule, has become a model that this president and this Congress want to emulate. So I have no reason to believe, neither does Michael Savage, we have no reason to believe that this sort of behavior, this sort of ban on the very existence or speech of a man like Michael Savage will eventually come to the United States. In many cases, it's already being tried in things like the Fairness Doctrine or these community advisory boards for radio. This has a bigger meaning and a bigger effect than simply Michael Savage. He's told you this all along. But what's he going to have to do to get removed from this list? Can he be? Will he have to wait until a conservative government's in power in Great Britain? What should Michael do in your estimation? More to the point, what is it about talk show hosts, and I'm talking prominent talk show hosts, you know their names, why are more of them not aware of this? Well, they're aware. Let me rephrase. Why are more of them not doing more to actively stand up and speak out on behalf of Michael Savage, even if the personalities don't gel, even if there are conflicts of interest? I would think that now more than ever, certainly I feel this way, I would think now more than ever, every man and woman in the talk radio industry would remain united on the front that a partner in democracy, to an extent, like the UK, our brothers in arms and conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, for them to ban a radio talk show host from their country should have every talk show host wondering which one of them is next. What makes other prominent talk show hosts across the country stand down and fall silent when Michael Savage needs them the most? And to what extent, incidentally, should this government, the United States government, although don't hold your breath, to what extent should they be involved in forcing their hand or getting Alan Johnson, the new Home Secretary, to reverse course and finish this off once and for all, put it to rest? 800-449-8255 is the telephone number to the Savage Nation today. I would love to know answers to any and all of these questions on behalf of Michael, who, as we speak, is trying to figure out the next course of action. Fight he will. Tired he is not. This is one of those that Michael Savage would sooner go to his grave than lay down and accept. It is taxing. It's unfortunate. It's unheard of. It's unprecedented. And I will say that your support, I am most certain, has been the catalyst in the movement so far in this story. Your continued support and engagement in this is the only thing that will continue to keep it moving. It is arguably the most important story for people that covet talk radio, that crave talk radio, that need the information, the free flow of ideas, particularly from Dr. Savage. This story has consequences far beyond the immediacy of Great Britain and Michael Savage. But I'm telling you something you already know if you listen to Michael Savage regularly. So answer these questions for me. Why make the statement and not take him off the list? Will he actually get this done? He, Michael, will he get himself removed from this list? Should he not hold his breath? What will it take? A new government regime in the UK? A new government regime here? 800-449-8255. Plenty of new information to read at michaelsavage.com. The question today, Michael Savage is still banned in England. The press office of the British Embassy in Washington, D.C., according to examiner.com today, confirming Michael Savage is still persona non grata in Great Britain. No visa required, but if Michael Savage should try to show up in Great Britain, he will be detained by immigration authorities if he attempts to enter the country and refused entry. The question, what, if anything, does Dr. Savage do about this? 800-449-8255. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. Savage. This story has far-reaching consequences for all of talk radio and those of you that listen to it. Dr. Savage out today. Chris Stigall in on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage, thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to be here in your stead as he gathers with his attorneys today to try to make sense of the latest news, just when you thought perhaps there was some sort of resolution to his unceremonious ban from the UK under Home Secretary Jackie Smith back in May. The new Home Secretary seemed to suggest over the weekend, Alan Johnson, that the policy of banning Michael Savage was ill thought out. It should not have happened, that he perhaps would even reverse course and take Michael Savage off the list. The latest news today, it's at michaelsavage.com, that the British Embassy in Washington has confirmed in an interview with Examiner.com today and Arthur Brazzoni that Michael Savage still remains persona non grata in Great Britain. And while no visa is required, if Michael Savage should land on British soil, he'll be detained by immigration authorities if he attempts to enter the country, and he will be refused entry. So the question, what is to be done about this? We go to you, the Savage Nation listener. Appreciate you being here, and we start with Jim in Chicago on the Savage Nation. Jim, I'm Chris. Hello.
Yeah, I would like to tell my fellow travelers what I'm doing. On the last week of September and the first week of October, I was going to be in England, Ireland, Scotland. I am now going to be France and Germany. And all of the gifts that I would be buying and all the money that I would be spending in England and all the meals and the hotels and everything, I will not go to the British Isles at all until they let Michael back. And God bless us for Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. The question, why would, what is it? Is it to put folks like you off the track, off the scent? Obviously, the heat is hot and heavy on the government of Great Britain, Alan Johnson, specifically the new Home Secretary. You have been placing the heat, guys like Jim, who say we're not going to Great Britain as long as this ban remains intact. So why make the statement? To throw you off the trail, is that it, without actually taking Michael off the list? Let me go next to Bakersfield, Mark, on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris. Mark, hello.
Go there. You're doing a good job. What I'd like to see is I'd like to see Michael set up a rally in Britain and actually challenge them by going to Britain. And I'm sure he has a lot of supporters because he's now probably an international star, and he could get a lot of people to show up there at the airport and just see what happens and tape the whole thing, but challenge him on their home turf, on their ban. Make them send him back. Make them show the hypocrisy of what they're doing.
You know what I wonder, Mark, and you can answer this question as well as I could. Would it be covered? If Michael Savage went to the unusual extent, and I know he said he wouldn't step foot on British soil now, even if the ban was lifted, until a proper apology is made anyway. But do you think it would even be covered if he tried? Do you think if Michael Savage flew to Great Britain, was detained, arrested, deported, sent back, whatever you want to call it, do you think it would even be covered? Because I would wonder, just in my own colleagues, as I survey the landscape of talk radio, it's little talked about, if at all, and certainly the news media, with a handful of exceptions, have ignored this story, this remarkable, very rare, shocking story. I wonder if it would do more harm personally to Michael Savage than good.
Challenge him on their level in a certain way, not let them get away with this, because he's actually speaking for millions upon millions of people, and we're challenging their ideals. They won't let us argue their ideals. It's like a safety issue. They're using this ideal issue like, as if we don't take control of your life, you're all going to die from global warming, or you're all going to kill animals, or whatever it is that they're using their ideals to control our lives. If somebody doesn't step forward and say, no, this is not going to happen in my lifetime, then we're all going to be, we're going to become slaves to the New World Order.
Mark, I thank you for the phone call on the Savage Nation. Let me go to Linda in Kansas City. Linda, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. I think that Mike ought to just sue the State Department and Obama's government, because they're the ones that put this fat up to it over in England, and it's just a way to get in the back door for the stopping all the talk radio.
Do you think a statement like this, Linda, is made, the statement that, you know, he regrets it, that he's suggesting scrapping the policy of naming and shaming people on this list in Britain, that Alan Johnson came into office saying, yeah, I'm looking into this. I think it was a blunder. I'm not going to propose or issue similar lists in the future. But then to actually not make the move of taking Michael and others off the list that don't deserve to be on it, Linda, what was it? Just a PR ploy? Because deep down, Alan Johnson still, just like Jackie Smith, is committed to crushing free speech? Is that it? Let me go to Eric in New York on the Savage Nation. Eric, glad you're here. Hello.
Yeah, I think Michael should go to, it would be covered, because then the other talk show hosts will have to cover the story and will have to comment on it. So he should go and get banned, and it would be a big story. And then the other talk show host would have to say something, so it'll flush him out. I think he has to do it, even though he has to do it all by himself. But I think he has to do it. Go over there and get banned.
What will it take to get Michael Savage removed from this list, Eric? Is that just full-blown, four-alarm, national, international press on all accounts? I mean, a lot of you, and I appreciate it. I don't know that Dr. Savage would, but I think a lot of folks have the opinion that Michael should just go down there and stare them in the face. He should just go to Great Britain and just stare them down. Step out on their soil, on their turf, and say, here I am, take me. But I don't know that, is that advisable to Dr. Savage? And even then, will that accomplish his goals, Eric?
So then they would have to comment on it. So that's
all right.
The other on it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Adam in Florida. Let me get you in here quickly on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Well, Chris, I mean, there's a couple of things. One, first of all, I mean, the place to attack is Hillary Clinton. I mean, why aren't letters being sent to her by listeners of Michael Savage? Second of all, there should be a boycott on goods by Michael's listeners. And third of all, the reason they're attacking Michael in a divide-and-conquer strategy so that no other conservatives are actually coming to his aid is because we're dealing with socialists, whether it be the Obama administration or his foreign counterparts. And so when you're dealing with the socialists, you're dealing with a central plan, with one plan for everyone.
Thank you, Adam. That's it. It's a chilling effect. It is a chilling effect. And for my brothers and sisters in talk radio who do not understand it, you could be next.
Savage.
Chris DeGaulle in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com, the latest news, 800-449-8255, the latest news on the British ban, in effect, still very real. And Dr. Savage this day, with his attorneys, strategizing the next plan. What does Michael Savage do now that we have learned today from Arthur Brazzoni at Examiner.com? It's linked at MichaelSavage.com if you want to read it in full detail, that the press office of the British Embassy in Washington confirmed Michael Savage is nowhere near off this list. He's still persona non grata, is the quote, in Great Britain. Again, for folks that don't know, the ban, it's a list of 16 individuals branded as least wanted in the UK. It was a list crafted back in May, or at least became public in May, by then British Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Her predecessor, Alan Johnson, has made news in the last few days suggesting he may scrap this list, or at least scrap the policy of naming and shaming publicly people on the list. But no list has been shredded. No list has been done away with. Michael Savage is still very much on the list. So are the other 15. And incidentally, some of them are tradition. They truly are hate preachers, terrorists. Is Michael Savage deserving of that label? Of course he is not. Well, the Daily Mail has been told that Alan Johnson believes the move was a blunder by Jackie Smith, does not propose to issue similar lists in the future, but has no intention, it doesn't appear, of removing him from this list. Michael Savage will be refused entry into Great Britain if he attempts to enter that country. He would be detained by immigration authorities if he attempts to go to England. So this ban is very real, and the next course of action is yet to be determined. That's where you come in, 800-449-8255. I'm glad to be here today to talk with you. I, a fan of Michael's as well, and I know you are. That's why you're here. This is chilling. It has deeper meaning than a simple ban of one talk show host in a foreign country. This is why you don't give up your sovereign status as a country. This is why individual rights matter so much. This is why cap and trade that's in the Senate. This is why socialized medicine that's in the House, that's on the march. This is how we inch ever so closer to the model that is the UK form of government, that is the Home Secretary Jackie Smith's form of government. Dr. Savage has said it. I can't say I don't concur here that the United States is watching closely how this ban is received both internationally and right here in our own backyard. And if it's tolerated by you and me and most of the rest of the mainstream media who refuses to talk about it, if it's tolerated, if this stands, who's next? Could it come here? How real is the threat? And how intimately involved do you believe the United States government should be or is already in this ban of Michael Savage? 800-449-8255. The phones, we go San Francisco and James. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I started the day trying to kind of gloat over the kind of semi-victory we had over Obama's effort on the health care. And then I listened to your program. I appreciate your explanation of this. I think we need to, you know, Michael has such a big following, and I'm not quite sure what it is worldwide, but London is where they entertain Sharia law. They're becoming Islamified, and they've got an Olympics coming up in 2012, which they need to promote, and we're going to promote all the international community not to go there because they don't honor free speech in London.
Oh, now, James, this is very interesting. This could work.
And
I don't want to tell Dr. Savage how to do his business, but the Olympic Games in 2012, just around the corner, that is also a presidential election year, James.
Committee, because we want the International Olympic Committee to say that London is going to honor free speech, and that means Michael Savage is going to be honored there. And a public apology, or the entire international community that listens to Michael, is going to ban the London Olympics, and we're going to start now. We're not going to wait till 2012. We're going to make it so they have to decide whether they really, really want to hold it.
Interesting, James. Thank you for the call on the Savage Nation. The Olympics in the UK 2012, is that an option? What should Michael do about this latest turn of events? That is, while publicly it seems as though, in order to throw you off the trail here, the new Home Secretary suggests, yeah, we'll take Michael off the list, when in reality they've confirmed just today they've done no such thing and don't seem to intend to. Is it just to pacify you, the great unwashed, who hopefully will be, again, shaken off the trail of this thing? 800-449-8255. John's in San Diego on the Savage Nation. Hi, John. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage today. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just wondering, where's all the political pressure from our politicians here in the United States? I haven't heard one thing from one Republican, one Democrat, not even a governor, a congressman, a senator, or even an alderman complaining that somebody over 3,000 miles away from our own shores can come over here and deem as one of our citizens undesirable. And I'm wondering where all of our politicians who are supposed to represent us, where their constituents, they don't represent anybody, let alone Dr. Savage. So I want to know where our representatives are to defend us against people in England.
Well, John, you look at hearings like the Sotomayor trial last week, not trial, but hearings, I guess, confirmation hearings last week. It could have been a trial. It ought to have been a trial. She ought to have been cross-examined like she was a witness. The way this woman has spoken, you look at the leadership in the Senate, particularly the Republicans, who are as weakened and as anemic and lacking in leadership and voice as maybe they've ever been. You look at them and the fact that even Obama's own legal counsel said we learned nothing from Sonia Sotomayor. We've seen two articles from the New York Times and USA Today just today that said no one was remotely inquisitive about Sonia Sotomayor, a woman who's going to have a lifetime appointment on the United States Supreme Court. So it should come as no surprise, John, that we lack in leadership. I mean, when the country's highest court in the land doesn't deserve scrutiny, then why do any of those people in Washington, D.C. believe Dr. Savage and this situation deserve any scrutiny? No, it's part and parcel of the same problem without question, but I'll tell you who does understand this, who understands the encroachment on free speech quite well, who understands what it is to be branded as someone who peddles in quote-unquote hate speech. Those are pastors, men of the cloth, people on the pulpit, like David James Manning. We've got some of this audio, and for those of you that hadn't heard it before or maybe newer to the program or not familiar with this scenario, back in May, David Manning, who has been one of the most outspoken individuals in defense of Michael Savage, he is a pastor in New York and made a lot of news during the election. Very, very tough talk on Barack Obama. And this is a guy, and I would say that men in churches, men and women who preach, specifically you men and women who preach in black churches, if I may, you are very much next. This does not just mean talk radio. This means men and women of the cloth, of whatever faith you might be, that stand in your respective bodies of worship each and every week, and you extol the virtues of your faith. Well, most faiths are fairly conservative. Most faiths profess certain laws of the land, the way things are to be, as deemed by a higher authority. Well, in this day and age, in the United Kingdom, and certainly our government seems to be increasingly of the impression that there is no such thing as a higher authority. Your rights are derived only from who grants them you, by the Congress, by the President, by the White House. The Constitution says otherwise. But preachers most certainly, pastors like David James Manning, understand this. Let's listen to a little of what he's had to say on the issue.
And who are they anyway? England, United Kingdom, who are they? You know, if they're going to boycott, if they are blacklisting, if the United Kingdom, if they're blacklisting Michael Savage, first of all, Russ Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, what you got to say about it? What you going to say about it? What you going to do about it?
Well, nothing. So far, they've been remarkably silent on the issue. Perhaps they think it can't happen to them. I'm here to tell you it can. I, as a talk show host, think about it every day. It's how I make my living and feed my family. Now, Michael has often told you he's not in this for the money. His living has been made. He does it out of genuine concern and care for the direction of the country, nothing more. He could disappear from the microphone tomorrow, his living not necessarily impacted, not necessarily his rights, the privilege, the God-given right to speak out and be behind a microphone would be snatched from him, and that is maybe the most duplicitous of all. Not even his right to earn a living. That takes second place to just the basic right of free speech, something we all enjoy. This very much, to me, is on the march for all of us in talk radio, but yes, also people of the cloth. I would warn you today, if you're in a mosque, a synagogue, a church, a temple, wherever you may worship, I would encourage you to think along the lines of not just a ban like this against one talk radio host, but rather something like this sweeping the country and becoming the law of the land for every talk show host and your spiritual leader. Hate crimes legislation is a very real thing. It looms large in Congress just the same as the Fairness Doctrine, just the same as cap and trade, just the same as nationalizing of health care. It's all part and parcel of the same grand plan. Michelle's in Chicago. You're next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
I just wanted to say that I know that the callers mean well, but I think that we got to fight this fight for Dr. Savage smart. Got to be smart about it. I don't agree with going over to England. I think we need to start the fight at home, like some callers have said. What we need to do is inundate Washington as well as these talk shows with phone calls, letters, emails, whatever we can do to force them to bring this to the forefront. I know, like, some of the things that were said previously as well, but I think that's one of the things that we need to do.
Michelle, thank you. Let's go to Sandy in Maine next on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage today. Sandy, hello. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Chris. I just want to say that I think that Dr. Savage needs to do whatever he has to do to get his name off the original list that was put forth by Jackie Smith. His name never should have been on that list. Nobody ever gave a reason as to why his name was put on that list. And myself, as an American citizen, if my name had been put on a list that it didn't belong on, I would do everything I could possibly do legally, listener support-wise, anything I could do to make sure that my name was removed in writing from that list. He doesn't belong on it. He's a very good man. He has a wonderful heart. He helps millions of people every single day by what he tells us, by how he educates us, by how he listens to us. And we need to support him. And if we need to inundate him with money because he needs our help legally to get this thing taken care of, then that's what we need to do. And he needs to ask us for it. And he needs to ask us to call other talk radio hosts and get support for him. But you know what? Maybe they're a little bit behind this. Maybe there's some jealousy here. It's ironic to me that on a weekend, here we go, another newspaper article saying, "Hello, Michael, we've buried the list, so you don't need to worry about this anymore." When they know how that's going to affect this emotional man, they know how upset he's going to get, how it's going to take him off the radio. I wonder what kind of conspiracy is behind all of this. Because he's the one that's suffering, and that's what bothers me.
Sandy, thank you for the phone call. I know Dr. Savage appreciates it. MichaelSavage.com is the website where you, too, can contribute to the Michael Savage Legal Defense Fund for this very issue that Sandy mentioned. That's how you do it. If you choose to get involved and want to help Dr. Savage monetarily, he takes not a penny. All of it goes to waging this war. That is where Dr. Savage is today, crafting his next strategy. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage, and this is the Savage Nation. Savage. Chris DeGaulle in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. 800-449-8255, the phone number, michaelsavage.com, the website where the most important stories of the day are linked. Specifically for Michael Savage fans, the ban that has kept him from Great Britain. The ban that says he is not unlike Islamic hate preachers and terrorists has not been rescinded despite what some news organizations had reported over the weekend. The fresh news story today from Arthur Brazzoni at Examiner.com is the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. has confirmed Michael Savage still remains persona non grata in Great Britain. That's a quote. And the press representative at the embassy indicated while no visa is required for Michael Savage to visit England, if he was to show there, he'd be detained by immigration authorities if he attempted to enter the country and refused entry. And, you know, I read initially back May 5th when this ban, when this list was published and Michael Savage's name became clear as one of the 16 on this list, I'm going back and rereading Jackie Smith, the then Home Secretary who crafted this list, her justification. She said then, it is important, and I'm quoting, "It's important that people understand the sorts of values and sorts of standards that we have here. The fact that it's a privilege to come here, and the sort of things that mean you won't be welcome in this country." Amazingly, the Mirror, on the 17th of this month, ran a story, Jackie Smith confessing, "I wasn't up to being Home Secretary." She got caught up in a really ugly scandal of her own. Her husband, Richard Timney, was charging porn film on her Home Secretary office expenses. She added in this interview with the newspaper, "When I became Home Secretary, I'd never run a major organization. I hope I did a good job. But if I did, it was more by luck than any kind of development of skills. I think I should have been better trained. I think there should have been more induction." She had no idea what she was doing. She was well aware her husband was charging porn to her personal government expenses. Yet she had the time, and she seemed to know well enough what she was doing to create a list banning Dr. Savage from England before she left office, leaving it in place for Alan Johnson, the man that would take the office next, who suggested over the weekend he would scrap this list, certainly take Michael Savage off the list, said he would not create such a list in the future, said he believes such a list is a blunder, but has not and does not, as of today, show any signs of removing or shredding this list as it exists. Again, all the news, the latest news at michaelsavage.com. In fact, I'm told there is a Michael on the line on the Savage Nation who is actually a resident of the country in question here. Michael, welcome to the Savage Nation and this Jackie Smith, this new Alan Johnson, the new Home Secretary. Michael, welcome. What can you tell us about both of these individuals and what's your take on this?
Okay, my basic take is that basically we need common sense. Basically, the people here in the U.K., want freedom of speech, and the government are out of touch with reality. I mean, clearly putting Michael Savage in the same boat as these other terrorists is, you know, a blatant blow for just common sense.
But, and, I mean, know, Michael, does the general, can you help me understand, can you help us understand, does the general British public truly understand this? Is this widely consumed, or is it like United States politics that only the savviest talk radio consumers really understand the news of the day, and the general public doesn't understand that freedom-loving talk show hosts are now being considered terrorists in your midst?
You hit a very valuable point. Now, this is reaching front page news and primetime TV because basically somebody has made more than just a serious goof-up. I mean, this is clearly giving a vote of confidence to terrorists, putting Michael Savage in the same category. And
now, this is fascinating. This is fascinating, Michael. In fact, I would love to explore this further. I don't know if you can hold. If you cannot, I understand. But I would love to talk more about what, if Michael is telling me the truth here, I have no reason to believe he's not. This is explosive front page news that a free speech issue, a talk show host in the United States, has been banned like a terrorist from the UK. It's all over the front pages, but nary a peep here.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Attention. Those of you who love freedom of speech, stand to attention and kiss it goodbye if you live in the UK. Chris Stegall, in for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage, a thrill to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation. Michael is gone today. He is consulting as we speak with attorneys. His next move, what should it be? That is the question. The most important issue facing, I believe, all of free speech, and I know Michael Savage believes this, is what is to be done. This ban, May 5th, that was crafted by then-Home Secretary Jackie Smith, effectively lumping Dr. Savage in with the likes of Fred Phelps, the anti-gay preacher, lumping him in with white supremacists, terrorists, Russian gang leaders. The irony here, of course, Michael Savage's show, as I understand it, and Michael, who was good enough to wait and hold over from the last hour, is a resident of the country. Michael, I'm told Dr. Savage's broadcast isn't even offered in England, yet he is obviously considered a substantial enough figure on the global stage that Jackie Smith felt the need to put him on a list, likening him to people like these, which does beg the question, Michael. Do you think your government acted alone here? Do you think this is a trial run, sort of a test fire, if you will, by our own U.S. government? How is it received that a talk radio host is considered a terrorist of sorts? What do you think, Michael? Welcome back. I'm glad you held.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's basically it defies any sense of reason for the common person, because how could somebody make such a blunder? And for the blunder to be passed all the way up to the very top, the pinnacle of homeland security in the United Kingdom, to make such
a... But, Michael, is this... the reason I held you over, I specifically want to get into the head of your government. How long have you been a resident of England?
Well, I've been a resident somewhat 40 years.
40 years. So is it commonplace? I mean, do this? You told me in the last hour, and the reason I kept you around, I was fascinated to learn, you told me that this list of terrorists and despots and ne'er-do-wells all across the globe, that Michael Savage is one of these 16, this list, when it became public and Michael began to address it, it is exploding all across the UK. It's a front-page story. It's, top leading in newscasts, yet here, mum's the word on it virtually. What is that? Why is that? What is it about Michael Savage in the UK, do you think, that is, one, garnering the kind of attention by their government, but two, garnering the kind of attention from their citizens who don't even have access to his show, Michael? What is that about? Can you help us understand?
Okay, well, basically, it's fuel, because obviously it just defies reason. And so everybody is questioning how the sanity of the government could make such an insane decision. And that's why it's featured so highly. And that's probably one of the reasons why Jackie Smith has quietly stepped aside, because basically, how could anybody make such a basic blunder? And it's infringement from freedom of speech. And I think it's... essential that Michael Savage goes to England, really just to highlight the perverseness of our system at the moment. And here we are supposedly protecting the free world, and it's having the opposite effect. We're curtailing the freedoms of the very people that should be there to express different diversity instead of just having the one-party line.
Michael, do you think that Dr. Savage would be well-received by the British people if he decided to charge into the lion's den?
Oh, I think definitely. I think he will be welcomed, and I think it would really bring the profile of Michael Savage to highlight what perverseness that governments, not only here but others, are contemplating around the world. And
Michael, I'm grateful you called. I need to move on because a lot of people want to get in on this. I'm very, very grateful you gave us your perspective from your home country. The story again today, for those of you just joining us or maybe not familiar with it, this list you've heard, Jackie Smith, the then Home Secretary, May 5th, issues this list. She has since left office under her own scandal. The incoming, now Home Secretary, Alan Johnson, made news over the weekend, and the story that broke last week and into the weekend suggested that they were going to do away with this list. Alan Johnson said it was a ham-handed move, a blunder. He will not propose similar lists in the future, but never really confirmed that this list in existence would go away. And in fact, today, that is the news. Arthur Brazone, again, at examiner.com. It's linked on michaelsavage.com, says, no, it's going nowhere. Michael Savage is still very much banned. And the question remains, what does Michael do about it? What would you like to see done about it? John in Santa Maria, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hey, how are you, Chris? Good to talk to you. Hey,
thank
I want to tell you, a group of us got together here today, and we were talking about Michael Savage, and we thought, what can we do? Well, you know what? We go out once a month. We spend $500 on a dinner. Instead, we came to my house, had some pasta, got online. Everybody, all four couples, donated $100. And I said, now, don't you go to bed feeling really good that we still had a great meal? We didn't sacrifice anything. What we're doing is we're protecting the freedom of speech in our country. If we're going to donate to our church, then we got to donate to this. So we said, once a month, we get together, have a light pasta wine, get out the PC, go to michaelsavage.com, make that donation. You're not sacrificing anything. You're bolstering the fact that you've got a person out there with their neck on the chopping block, and thank God it's not me. Because we're behind Michael, and if more people would just plop down and say, I'm not giving him money, I'm giving him a piece of my freedom to make sure that everybody else gets to keep theirs. And that's what this country needs to do, is stand up, quit listening so much, and start acting. You can listen, but you got to act on what you hear. Other than that, you're just vegetables, you know? Act on it.
What remarkable passion, John. Thank you so much for the telephone call. Thank you. I know Dr. Savage supports that, and it appreciates that attitude maybe more than any other, that standing up and acting, not just lip service. But what's so sad and unfortunate to me, infuriating, I know, to Dr. Savage, and I just think disappointing, frankly, from my colleagues in talk radio, no one really has taken an interest, a deep-seated interest in what looms large, not just for Dr. Savage, but them down the road. This is a far bigger issue than just Dr. Savage. I said this last hour. I know Dr. Savage has been telling you this over the months. Michael Savage and Great Britain, not the issue here by themselves. This is a trial run. This is a test market for the new and improved fairness doctrine. The march to censor, silence, marginalize, and radicalize talk radio hosts like Dr. Savage, who have the most listened to programs in the country, arguably in some cases the world now. This is a time that, like our last caller just said, you have a decision to make. So do people in this industry of talk radio who have a microphone and are blessed to still speak out, as do I. We have an obligation now to stand up and speak out on this march through, again, cap and trade, through the nationalization of our health care, through the censorship and our free speech rights that are squashed and continuing to be squashed now in Great Britain, but soon to come here, you can bet on it. So the Michael Savage Legal Defense Fund is linked up. If you'd like to give, Dr. Savage reminds you, he doesn't take a penny of it. It's not for him. It all goes to help circle the wagons here legally as he can figure out what to do next, what his next strategy is, and that's what we're talking about on the Savage Nation. What is it he's to do? Why haven't more prominent talk hosts come to his defense? To what extent do you think our government should get involved in this decision? Will there be a day Michael will be removed from this list? Let me get Larry in San Diego in on this on the Savage Nation. Larry, I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage today. Hello.
Chris, Michael's got to go, and when he goes, he has to let the people there know, the media that's covered him over there, the print, television, radio, the people who've been covering this over there, make it loud enough. What are they going to do? Reject it as Michael comes off the plane? They'll be embarrassed in front of their own people. We as a people have, right now, we have all these czars coming into office under the president. All these things, they're trying to take all the inspector generals, put under the White House. All these things are done to us right now in front of our eyes. Our representatives, our senators, Republican, Democrats, should be switched. Republicans should be Democrats, Democrats, Republicans. These people aren't doing the job we have them doing. They think we work for them, which is the case now. They want to, we have Pelosi with wanting the big jet. The G5 wasn't good enough. Look at all the things they're doing in front of us, and we're doing nothing about it as a nation. We need to stand up as a nation. We are not Republicans or Democrats. We are Americans, all of us. Michael's a strong American. Michael speaks out for us. We need to stand up. The time is now. Otherwise, it's going away. Obama's doing what he wants to do with his health care. He's pushing it through. Remember, as long as he has the legislature now, he'll get whatever he wants in. If the legislature gets voted out in 2 years, he still will have his judges. He'll do as Hitler did. He'll use his judicial and get all the laws. Then we better watch our ass.
Larry, I thank you for the phone call. Dr. Savage does too, I'm sure. MichaelSavage.com, the website, 800-449-8255. Your calls, your comments. The British ban of Michael Savage still very much intact. And as he decides what to do next, your phone calls, your strategies, your thoughts are certainly welcome on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Michael Savage's beloved Teddy. Barking Rule Britannia still. Still on post. Still guarding the gates of the Savage Nation. Even while Michael strategizes his next plan. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage today. Michael, thank you very much for the invitation, the ability to be here in your stead. MichaelSavage.com, the website, if you would like to contribute to Michael's fight. The financial fight is mighty, let's be clear. And Michael is not seeking to gain a single penny from your donations. If you go to MichaelSavage.com, you'll not only read the latest on his British ban by the Office of Home Secretary. The news over the weekend was that it maybe had been rescinded. In fact, it has not. And the latest news today, again at MichaelSavage.com from Examiner.com, the link is there, that the embassy, the British embassy, confirmed to Examiner.com today that, no, Alan Johnson, the now Home Secretary, replacing Jackie Smith, who originally crafted this ban, has done nothing and doesn't seem to be making any move to do anything to take Michael Savage off this list. Now, interestingly to me, and I noted this, a caller from England who is a Savage listener, I presume online, or maybe he visits. Michael Savage's program is not carried in Great Britain. So isn't it interesting that executive leadership of a foreign nation whose citizenry isn't even privy to the broadcast or the nature or the content of the Michael Savage show would move to ban him, put him on a list with other suspected terrorists and hate mongers all around the globe? Now, what do you suppose leads a government, a foreign government, to do something like that? Do you suppose they act autonomously? Do you suppose they had a little help? Do you suppose this is a trial balloon? Let me go to Ron in San Francisco on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris, in for Michael today. Ron, welcome.
Hello there. Well, I've got something to add to this. In England, after such embarrassment, they're going to have to now go underground, right, by keeping the list, the banned list from the public view, right? A new game they'll have to find now, right, to play. Savage's behavior, Chris, is it not that they're focusing on? Because his words are too dangerous for people to even be alerted to hearing. So they pick on his worst attribute, his anger. The talk show hosts here in America, they're protecting themselves by not being aligned with him. It's for their own safety. That's almost a given, is it not?
Interesting, Ron. Your sentiment is that Michael Savage is a lightning rod, and so other talk show hosts, either consciously or subconsciously, are submitting to a more toned down or refined, nuanced message that will not draw attention to them? Are you suggesting that maybe talk show hosts, rather than going out to seek the largest possible audience, are actually peeling back and not doing their jobs as effectively in the hopes they'll not call attention to themselves, Ron?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ron, thank you. It's an interesting thought. Michael Savage has always said, he makes this point clear very often, he does not do this for money. He doesn't need it. He doesn't do it for fame. Doesn't need it. So maybe in honesty, that is the problem. I have a friend who often says to me, how would you behave? How would you speak? And it's a great question for all of us. How would you behave? How would you speak if you had $1 million in the bank and you didn't have to worry about losing your job? How would you behave and how would you speak? That's what you get on the Savage Nation. That's what Michael Savage does. Perhaps that is. Maybe Ron is right. It's just that simple. That's what he does that so many others in this business cannot do, because this is their millstone, their lifeblood. This is the way they feed their families. Which makes Michael Savage all the more important. If that's true, and I believe Ron is pretty accurate in his assessment, if that's true, and most talk hosts need this to survive, their jobs, this microphone, then Michael Savage is doing a bigger favor for everyone in the industry than most will probably ever give him credit for. Mary in Michigan on the Savage Nation, hello.
Good afternoon. Chris, what I think, actually, Dr. Savage should not go to Britain himself, but his followers around the globe, especially his followers here in the U.S., should contact with letters and emails, phone calls, the White House, Congress. And also I want to add, Chris, that the whole thing is follow the money. Our country, the U.S., is a debtor nation to the Muslim extremist Muslim interests and to China, and so is Europe. And because of that, the Muslims pull the strings of their domestic and foreign policy, and they're doing the same thing here in the U.S. and China, perhaps.
Gotcha, Mary. I gotcha. Chris DeGaulle in for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation as we continue to cover and you continue to want to talk about, share your outrage and your finances in some cases at michaelsavage.com. Michael's legal defense fund up and running and still very necessary as he continues to beat back this ban. His list, one of his name on this list of one of 16 considered terrorists, considered. How was it? What was it phrased by? Let me find the exact wording here. I really enjoyed Jackie Smith, the then Home Secretary, who crafted the list banning Michael Savage. It's important that people understand the sorts of values and sorts of standards we have here in the UK. The fact that it's a privilege to come here, and the sort of things that mean you won't be welcome in this country. So Michael Savage is not welcome in the country, and he is right up there in her mind. Along the lines of the KKK's Grand Wizard, a skinhead gang leader, a Hezbollah militant, an anti-gay, a hateful, awful preacher from near my hometown. I'm very familiar with this guy, Fred Phelps. Michael Savage, obviously none of those, but the former Home Secretary of the UK said he is. The new Home Secretary seems not too interested or not too much a hurry, even though he's paid this some public lip service, to remove Dr. Savage from the list. There have been, and it bears pointing out when it happens because it is so rare, and I don't know, guys, if we can go back to this before we get some more calls in here, CNN, back on the 7th of May, this was just a mere 2 days after the ban by Great Britain was made public. CNN actually contacted Dr. Savage and decided this was newsworthy then. Why it is still not newsworthy, why a new Home Secretary who had to leave under scandal and a new Home Secretary who said the list would be done away with only to not, in fact, as we confirmed today, not do away with it. Why is it still not news? Why is every talk show host in the country still not focused on this like a laser is beyond me. But when they do it, when they take the time, which is rare, it does bear repeating and highlighting. Kieran Chetri on CNN. Resets the story here, asks Dr. Savage for a response to this ban. This is 2 days after it's been made public. And they have this exchange. Take a listen.
It's British Home Secretary Jackie Smith saying that you're on this list that we've been talking about because you are someone who, quote, has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that's actually likely to cause inter-community tension or even violence if that person were allowed in the country. What's your response to that?
It is demented. That's a demented attitude. We are protected by the First Amendment, number one. They are not. And the First Amendment, as we all know, was written to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. Let's begin with the basics. But more than that, she lumped me in with known murderers and terrorists, people who have been in prison for killing people. I am a talk show host and an author. The fact of the matter is I've been on the air for 15 years, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I have never, ever promoted violence. There's never been one violent incident attached to my show.
Now, they go on to talk about this very thing I'd mentioned in setting these clips up, that Chetri points it out. You're being grouped with some of the worst individuals truly worthy of being banned. Certainly not their speech, let me be clear. Even they have the right to say what they wish. But some of them engage in actual violence, in murder, as Dr. Savage points out. Chetri brings this to the forefront. They have this exchange.
As you said, you're being grouped in with people including anti-gay preachers, radical Muslim clerics, the Ku Klux Klan. Of all the talk radio hosts, why you?
I was astounded when I saw this. I thought it was some bizarre joke. I said, this can't be real. How in the world could she lump me in with people such as Russian skinheads who were imprisoned for killing people? It makes no sense.
So the question is, what does Dr. Savage do now? As we've confirmed today, the story at michaelsavage.com, that the list still exists, and he is still very much on the banned list. Ron in Los Angeles, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, Chris. You're doing a great job.
And,
thank you.
Love listening to you. I want to comment on a previous caller that mentioned the Olympics. And even though they were in the right direction, the right topic, I think the audience needs to know that the vast majority of the money that the British government will get from the Olympics comes from TV rights, not from tourists going over there and staying in hotels. So with that in mind, if we started today to call up the station or stations that are going to televise the Olympics and tell them that we are not only going to not watch the Olympics on television, we are not going to buy, we're going to boycott all the products that they advertise.
You know, I actually think, Ron, and for those that weren't around in the last hour, someone pointed out that the Olympics are coming to the UK in 2012. I know this last go-around with China, NBC, NBC had the broadcast rights to the Olympics. I don't know the network that will have the broadcast rights to the 2012 Olympics, or if that's even been named yet. Surely it has. Surely those networks know who... I'd like to know that, guys, if we can find that out, who has the broadcast rights to the 2012 Olympics. But it's an interesting time. And, Ron, a very interesting point. Some major mainstream network in this country will profit greatly over the two-week broadcast of the Olympics from Great Britain in 2012. It also happens to be, what, a presidential election year. Now, the consequences of both these events for news networks, mainstream networks, are huge. The financial implications, particularly in a recession, are huge. Is this an avenue Dr. Savage could pursue? An interesting thought, Ron, and I thank you for it. Mike is in Virginia, next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, Chris. Hey, my thing is, you know, and I'm not going to assume how Michael voted, but, I mean, these are our elected officials who are in there to uphold the Constitution. And for somebody, even overseas, per se, to even remotely ban someone or even remotely go against our own Constitution, I mean, is unheard of. And for our own elected officials to let that go by, I mean, it is unfounded.
Mike, thank you for the phone call. It's as frustrating as it's ever been, and on this point and so many others, you're finding a total lack of support by our politicians today. And it isn't just Michael. It is everything from, I pointed out in the last hour, this Sonia Sotomayor hearing. This is a woman who is an out-and-out racist. This is a woman who has said demonstrably racial things, racist, racially charged things. Think about this for a moment now. You've got Republican senators that sat on this Judiciary Committee, this confirmation hearing of Sonia Sotomayor last week, and did nothing. Made absolutely no attempt to draw out, condemn, criticize, analyze, and call to the American public's attention her known racist statements that a wise Latina was better suited to render judicial verdicts than a white guy. She said it. That's not me paraphrasing. Maybe not those specific words, but that was the underlying theme, that the wise Latina, you've heard this by now, that's... I don't know. If that's not racist, I don't know what you call it. But someone like Michael Savage, now he's not only a bigot, he's a hate monger that is likened to a terrorist. In my opinion, Jackie Smith's standard of those that ought to be banned from Great Britain, Sonia Sotomayor more likely fits the bill to be banned in Great Britain than Michael Savage. So I share and understand your frustration with our elected officials, but when you watch these limp-wristed, weak-kneed Republicans sit on this Senate Judiciary Committee and say nothing, do little, if anything, to stand in her way. In fact, I'm hearing Republican senators at this hour suggesting they have no problems with what she said, probably should have taken it back, probably should have thought better of saying what she said, but they still intend to vote for her in confirmation hearings. And they do it out of total fear. They do it out of the idea that they will placate some sort of minority group. They don't want to come off as bigoted. They don't want to come off as hateful, which goes back to another caller's point about talk radio hosts and why they do little, if anything, to support Michael Savage in this fight. Fear is becoming the dominant motivator. Fear of speaking up and speaking out for fear of reprisal from government and activist groups like the ACLU, La Raza, and others. Fear is ruling the day of free speech in this country. Michael Savage is one of the last clarion calls for free speech, true unfettered free speech. If he is lost, if his voice is lost, I do believe you have lost a major linchpin in this fight. The Michael Savage Legal Defense Fund link is on his show notes or his webpage at michaelsavage.com. You can also go there and read the latest in this fight in Washington, D.C., where Rob sits with the cowards, amongst the cowards, not you, Rob. I'm glad you're with us, but you know what I'm talking about. Washington, D.C. has checked out on this issue and most any other issue of consequence for the American people. Am I right? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm literally in the belly of the beast. I will tell you that I, as an individual, we have a business that we deal with 20 vendors from England. We have cut them off. We're not buying any of their products. And we've told them that until this is resolved, we'll never buy another product. My mother is a Brit. We were planning a family reunion, and I told the Brits they could go to hell. I'm not going to step foot in their filth-ridden country until they get rid of this. We also will not sell any product to any British customer. We tell them why. Get your act together. I don't need your blood money. I have personally gone down to the British Embassy on Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, D.C., and I've told them that you're lucky that it wasn't 230 years ago where today, because you wouldn't be walking on my country. You guys are nothing but a bunch of cowards, Nazis, just fear-mongering idiots.
Hey, better be careful, Rob. I don't want Alan, what's his name? What's the new guy, the Home Secretary? He may be listening in. You could be banned next, man. Be careful. Thank you for the call, Rob. But look, Dr. Savage appreciates the phone call. That's true action. That's action on the march. Matt in Texas on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage today. Matt, thank you for the call. Hello.
You betcha, Chris. Yeah, Mr. Johnson and alike wouldn't last too long down here, I don't think. I would believe that Mr. Savage would agree that the law has its roots in morality. And I think if this approach or a variation of it might move this issue forward and bring some resolution. I would like to see Mr. Savage write an open letter to Mr. Johnson and say, thank you for the moral fortitude you've shown thus far. All right? And then ask him openly, I'd like to bring you a token of my esteem, be it a book, heck, I'd throw in a pair of boots and a Stetson hat if he wants to bring it, and say, I'd like to come over and thank you, but only if you're able to clear the way for me and make sure that I'm not going to be detained at the airport. Would you?
A public and polite challenge, Matt. Your idea, a public and polite challenge of Alan Johnson, the new Home Secretary, by Dr. Michael Savage. Matt, it's an interesting thought. By the way, thank you for the phone call. The rights, the broadcast rights to the 2012 Olympics. Oh, this is interesting. NBC. NBC, General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt. We know that crew, don't we? The MSNBC. That could be interesting. In a presidential election year with the broadcast rights of the 2012 Olympics in the UK, NBC, the broadcaster. NBC standing the prophet. NBC, no doubt, in full tilt, pom-pom shaking mode by the time Barack Obama runs against his challenger for another 4 years in the White House. 2012 will be an interesting year. Where will you be? Will Michael Savage be here? Let's hope so on both accounts. MichaelSavage.com, 800-449-8255. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage. Be right back. Coast to coast and around the world, it's the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall in for Dr. Savage, taking a day to strategize with his legal counsel. What is next? What's the plan of action as the British ban on his presence on their soil remains in effect? Originally crafted by Home Secretary Jackie Smith, who has since left under scandal and ridicule. Alan Johnson, the man that came after her. seemed to suggest he was going to remove Michael Savage from this list. He has not. The British Embassy confirming today, and this is all to be found at michaelsavage.com, confirming today he is still very much on this list with no real movement to take him off of such a list or do away with it. And, you know, what does it mean? I continue to focus during this show, and you, I know, who are fans of the Savage Nation, you're obviously concerned immediately for Dr. Savage. The broader implications and Dr. Savage's concern is not purely of his own self-interest. It is really what it means for the greater good in terms of free speech and what is on the march. Is this a template? Is our government culpable in the UK's behavior? Did they have something to do with this? Is this a trial balloon? Their silence could lead some of us in broadcasting to believe our government sees nothing particularly wrong with such a ban on a mere radio talk show host, and that perhaps such a ban could be necessary here in the future. I don't think it's that hard to get your head wrapped around. And I was reminded during the break of the passing of Walter Cronkite, America's most trusted man, a man who perverted journalism. He's the grandfather of perverted journalism, in my opinion. Walter Cronkite is the first man ever given credit in media for offering his opinion, his take on, you know, this, that's the way it is statement of his that closed out each newscast actually should have been, that's the way I see it. That's the way it is according to me, not according to fact, but according to my opinion. Walter Cronkite was by no means a true journalist in the sense of the who, what, where, when, and why. He became a commentator. He was the first one to blur those lines. Now, as long as you had acceptable speech, Walter Cronkite was sort of the, I guess you could say, Walter Cronkite was maybe the first talk radio host. He reported news but commented on it. He was a news and comment guy, not a journalist, not a newsman. He formed opinion. He had a tremendous amount of influence at the time. Thankfully, that has been scaled back. No one individual on television or in print has a dominant forum anymore. They're not nearly as powerful as they used to be. It's largely due to the success of the Savage Nation, those of you listening, and Dr. Savage himself. But I think back to something I stumbled across while doing a little research. I was working on a paper regarding Walter Cronkite this weekend. All the tributes, and it was one after another, the tributes from all the anchor people, just in love with themselves and in love with him. I noted that there was not a there were no tribute, you know, even when Michael Jackson died a few weeks ago, you know, it was fan based. The fans wanted to cry, the fans wanted to gather, the fans. There was no such thing for Walter Cronkite. It was almost this manufactured fandom. No one really was a fan of his. Only the industry, other supposed journalists, were fans of his. Well, you look at Walter Cronkite, who crafted the perverted journalism model of news and comment instead of just straight reporting, and then you look at what he did in his retirement years. In 1998, he became a proponent of world government, folks. Now, this sort of attitude was from the most trusted man in America, supposedly. A proponent of world government. Writing in a fundraising letter for an organization now called Citizens for Global Solutions, he wrote, "This chills me. This is America's most," and that's the way it is. That's the man who takes off the glasses, Kennedy's, you know, President Kennedy died. You know, the man on the moon, the genteel, avuncular granddad, wrote this in a fundraising letter. "It seems to many of us that if we are to avoid the eventual catastrophic world conflict, we must strengthen the United Nations as a first step toward a world government patterned after our own government, with a legislature, executive, and judiciary, and police to enforce its international laws and keep the peace. To do that," and here is the money quote, folks, "and this sort of attitude is very real, and it's been around this country for a very long time, and it is thicker and more prominent than ever before." These are the words of Walter Cronkite. "To do this, we Americans will have to yield up some of our sovereignty. That would be a bitter pill. It would take a lot of courage, a lot of faith in the new order." Granddad, America's most trusted newsman, Walter Cronkite. Jackie Smith would have a field day with the Walter Cronkite model.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
United Kingdom? No, you didn't. You not. Every radio listener talk show, and hey, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, let's get on the case. Don't you remember the saying, if they come for your neighbor in the morning, they'll be coming for you by sundown.
Pastor David James Manning, very well aware of the threat, the ban, the blacklisting of Michael Savage in the UK, what that means to him as a preacher. Probably next, once the talk show hosts have come for, the preachers, the pastors, the rabbis, the clerics, they're next. Hate speech. That's the subject on The Savage Nation. My name is Chris Stigall, in for Dr. Savage. Michael, I am thrilled to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity. Michael is strategizing at this hour with his legal counsel what his next step should be. That's my question for you. What should Michael Savage's next step be? 800-449-8255. The news over the weekend seemed promising that the United Kingdom, with their new leadership as Home Secretary, in the office of Home Secretary, Alan Johnson would remove Michael Savage from this ban. One of 16 individuals that former Home Secretary Jackie Smith declared unwelcome. And it looked initially, and the stories are up, all for you to read in chronological order at michaelsavage.com. It looked as though Johnson was leaning on striking not only this ban, but striking the idea of a list banning people from the country ever again. As of today, the brand new news, if you're new to the program and have not heard, the press office of the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. has confirmed that Michael Savage still remains persona non grata in Britain. The press representative at the embassy in D.C. today indicated that while no visa is required of Americans visiting England, Michael Savage would be detained by immigration authorities if he attempted to enter the country, and he would be refused entry. As recently as yesterday, the British Home Office informed the embassy office there has been no change in the Michael Savage ban. So resting on your laurels is not an option here. If free speech, Dr. Savage, the Savage Nation, and frankly, all of talk radio, an opposition to government and socialism that's on the march, if that's important to you, if that's something you cherish, it is still critically important to stay focused on this like a laser. And I know that you are. At 800-449-8255, Michael Savage thanks you greatly. His legal defense fund is up and running. The link also on his website, michaelsavage.com. This is not money that goes to his pocket, mind you. This is money that goes directly to the attorneys that will protect, defend, and fight for him and free speech rights, frankly, for all of us that have a microphone. Michael Savage does not need the money. He does not need the fame. That you can be sure of. I know that to be true. He tells you that often. He's not doing this. He's never been in this for the money or the fame or the notoriety. He doesn't need it. He's got plenty of all of it now. He's doing it now on principle. And I say again, It's just like you on your way to work, wherever it is you may work, whatever it is you may do. How would you behave? What truths would you tell? How would you stand up and fight if money didn't matter to you? Well, I think that's what Dr. Savage does. And I think that's what most of us, frankly, cannot do. Most of us don't live in a world, don't have a position where we can tell it like it is, be honest, be candid, and fight for what's right. And frankly, I believe once Michael Savage is taken down by the likes of a Jackie Smith and the United Kingdom, the United States will see that as a template for success in stamping out free speech right here in our own backyard. It's a trial balloon, if you will. And for those of us that are less inclined to fight because our livings are on the line, or for those of us that would water down our message or fight a little less diligently because we are afraid they'll come for us next, you better believe there are scores of talk hosts all across the country that are willing to stand down and shut up rather than lose their paycheck. You better believe it's true. And they come in big and small sizes. So Michael Savage is doing yeoman's work right now. MichaelSavage.com, his website. The Legal Defense Fund is there should you choose to assist. Alan has been waiting patiently on the Savage Nation in Santa Maria. You're next. Hello, Alan.
Yes, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. This action of the British government should sound a huge alarm across not only the United States, but every country that has freedom of speech still left in their existence. It's obvious that we are headed for socialism in this nation. That's the focus and the driven direction of those who are forming the new United States. And in order for them to accomplish that, they've got to silence the people and silence free speech. And by throwing Michael into the arena or the boxing ring to be banned is attacking the voice that speaks the loudest for America and its moral values.
Alan, you have it correct. You see it clearly, without question. Without question, you see it very, very clearly. And again, Dr. Savage is one of the last voices who remains untied, what's the word? I guess for want of a better term, Dr. Savage remains free to truly speak his mind in a way that, quite frankly, most of the premier marquee talk hosts in this country do not enjoy that kind of freedom today for various reasons. Corporate interests, relationships within Washington, D.C. There are a host of reasons why a guy like Michael Savage is so frightening to Washington. And Dr. Savage has chronicled this on this program over years during presidential campaigns, when candidates refuse to even acknowledge his existence. You're dealing with a man who is one of the largest talk show hosts and has one of the largest talk audiences in the entire country, perhaps the world, and candidates for president, mainstream candidates who want very much to have your vote come election time will ignore this program and Dr. Savage as though it doesn't exist. And Michael has rightly pointed to that fact costing elections, costing people votes. I believe that to be true. They ignore him, though, because he is not accountable to anyone but himself and to you, the listener. He's not accountable to Washington, D.C. He's not accountable to the cocktail party circuit. He's not accountable to some corporate interest who runs multiple media outlets. He's always been very clear about this, which is what makes him so refreshing to the idea of free speech, but also so dangerous and threatening to the people that would love to take it from him. Alan, thank you for the call. Scott's in Indianapolis, and he's next on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage today. Scott, hello.
Hi, Chris. I think what Dr. Savage ought to do with his lawsuit right now is to just press forward with his defamation lawsuit against Jackie Smith, depose her, and start the evidence gathering and start looking through the records and press forward. I think the British government will fold like a house of cards.
Forge ahead, says Scott in Indianapolis. Thank you, Scott. 800-449-8255, the phone number, michaelsavage.com, the website. What should Michael do now? Will he be taken off the list? Does it matter if he is? Will he have to wait till a conservative government is in power? When could that happen, if ever, in England? Why aren't more talk hosts coming to his defense? To what extent does this government owe Michael Savage some kind of defense or protection? Should they be involved in this decision, in this fight? 800-449-8255. Those questions we explore today on the Savage Nation. Savage. Chris Stegall in for Dr. Savage. This is the Savage Nation, as MichaelSavage.com is up and running for you to read the latest on his ban from Great Britain and what that government continues to say about his perceived danger to that country. As authored by Jackie Smith, then Home Secretary, she has since vacated the office, but the new Home Secretary seems to stand with her still. And even though the news story over the weekend and into early this week was the ban may or has been rescinded, nothing could be further from the truth. The British Embassy in Washington today confirming that they have not only not lifted the ban, there has been no action taken whatsoever to do away with this list or take Michael off of this list. Now, what has been most interesting about it to me is the silence by most of the mainstream media, and certainly specifically talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts in the United States, while the British government and the British media are deeply interested in this, and you can't even hear Dr. Savage in Great Britain on the radio. That's the anomaly here. That's what's our government, our media, is ignoring one of the most prominent voices in talk radio today, when he needs their assistance the most, while the British people, the British press, and the British government see fit to address it. Let me start, guys, with seven, if we could. Let's go back to the 18th of May, shortly after this list was made public. Jackie Smith, then Home Secretary, had to answer questions being grilled in Parliament about the ban on Michael Savage. Listen to these.
Well, notwithstanding the Home Secretary's answer, she will be aware that the things of which she accuses Mike Savage is equally illegal in the United States of America, and he has not faced prosecution there. So does she realise how ludicrous her ban is? Does she realise the disrepute she has put this country in the eyes of many right-seeing people, and indeed left-seeing people, in the United States of America? And does she equally plan to ban Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, and other middle-aged, white, ordinary American radio presenters?
But for the Home Office to produce a name and shame list was a self-evident gimmick and demeaning to government, and has now produced a completely avoidable legal action which is producing splendid publicity for Michael Savage. On reflection, doesn't she think this was a mistake and the wrong way for the government to behave?
You know, what's interesting is Michael Fabricant makes an impassioned plea, it seems, in defense of Michael Savage. Now, Crispin Blunt, depending upon how you want to interpret his comments, may share the disdain Jackie Smith has for Dr. Savage. To me, in tone, I don't know, I can't say this for certain, but in tone, upon listening to that clip, this Crispin Blunt, the second voice you heard, another member of Parliament, with almost disdain in his voice to me, suggests, oh, the attention given Dr. Savage, don't you think now this gimmick has done nothing but embolden and enable someone like Dr. Savage? Almost as though he abhors the idea of giving Michael Savage publicity or more attention. Now, Michael Savage could do without it, thank you very much, but it's interesting. It seems to me you've got Michael Fabricant, a member of Parliament, who is deeply invested in the defense of free speech. Crispin Blunt, who's a little more incredulous that it gives too much attention to talk radio, and more costly to government than anything else, now that it has become a litigious matter with Michael and his attorneys. Two different points of view, but the point remains the same. It is the point I began this segment with, and that is their governments debating it and discussing it, no matter the side they're on, no matter your interpretation of what they're saying, they're talking about it in their parliament. Our government, our senators, our representatives, our president, our secretary of state, not a peep. Their media, The British broadcasting folks got involved in this. They've been covering it like crazy. Our media? Nary a peep. Let's go to the BBC. Back on the 7th, just 2 days after this ban was made public, the next three clips, the next three exchanges that you'll hear, Dr. Savage interviewed by the BBC on this ban. Why are they so interested in this? And our press and our politicians are not. They don't even have access to the man's show in their country. And they seem to care more deeply than the folks right here at home in Dr. Savage's backyard. The BBC and Dr. Savage, May 7th of this year.
I was shocked, angered. How in the world could I be linked with known murderers, people who have been put in prison for years for killing people, people who espouse the overthrow of your government openly, when I am simply speaking, talking for 15 years on the radio, writing best-selling books? It was shocking to believe this is coming out of England, a country I've always loved and admired, specifically for its freedoms.
Of course, the Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, has said that the reason you were banned is because the things that you say foment hatred, engaging people in spreading hatred as well. What do you say to the reasons behind the ban?
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. There are millions of people who agree with me, not only in America, but around the world. Now, you can take sound bites from an individual and turn them into anything you want. But if you actually listen to what I said about these things, it might be a different individual that you're hearing. I don't know which show Jackie heard or when she heard it, but I'm not broadcast in England. So obviously she was given some selected sound bites by individuals who detest my points of view and are trying to skewer me. That's not freedom of speech, nor is that fair. The issue is that in America, the First Amendment was written to protect offensive speech. We don't need a First Amendment to protect polite speech, do we? I mean, everyone engages in polite speech. What do we need protections for? It's speech which provokes thought that is considered offensive and hateful by those who disagree with you, isn't it? And so, therefore, it's only speech we're talking about, not the acts of murderers. And to lump me in with murderers is defaming me. It's libeling me.
Michael Savage with the BBC on the 7th of May this year, just 2 days after this ban was made public, and just 13 days after the ban was made public, the British government, Parliament, got involved. So British politicians and British media are locked and loaded on this issue. And as Michael himself points out in the BBC interview, the British public can't even hear his radio show. Yet crickets, you could hear a pin drop. The deafening silence of his colleagues in talk radio, the mainstream media, and the politicians in Washington, D.C. My name's Chris. Dr. Savage out today on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Interestingly, as Michael Savage continues to battle back the British ban on his very existence, our government, not taking up concern for him, a legal citizen whose freedom of speech is being infringed upon, our government, our president, has stepped up pressure on Honduras's de facto government today. As deposed President Manuel Zelaya and his supporters called on Washington to pave the way for his return. Do you believe this? My name is Chris. I'm in for Michael today. Dr. Savage taking a day off, and I appreciate the invitation, Dr. Savage, to be here in your stead while he determines what is best for him to pursue legally. Now, it appears that the fight is not over, not even close to over. The ban, the British ban, 16 individuals listed back in May by then Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Many terrorists, thugs, murderers, and thieves. And tucked in there, Dr. Savage, talk show host, for doing nothing more than speaking his mind. Considered an enemy of the state. He's engaged in a legal fight of his life. It is ugly, it is taxing, and he seemingly has no support domestically except from you, those of you that are here and listening and loyal. And you are many, by the way, and he appreciates every bit of the support, and not just in word, but financial support. I should mention again, the Legal Defense Fund is at michaelsavage.com if you feel so inclined to help. He has not taken a penny of this for himself. He will not. It is all to defend him legally as he decides what to do now. As the story was sort of dripped out there that perhaps they were going to rescind this ban this weekend, and all was forgotten. Sorry. Sorry for the ban, Dr. Savage. It's over. No, it is not over. And the news story today at michaelsavage.com, you can read it, that the British Embassy confirming today in Washington, D.C., Dr. Savage is still very much on the list, and there has been no action or movement to take him from that list. But I find it ironic that on the same day, there is confirmation out of Washington, D.C. that Michael Savage, a talk radio host, is banned from this is fat. Folks, Reuters reporting today that the United States is now pressuring this Honduran government that legally and rightly, per their constitution, their Supreme Court, their Congress, and their people overthrew a dictator who wanted to overstay his term limit. It was a government-sanctioned takeover, coup, if you want to call it that, of a guy named Manuel Zelaya. He was tossed out of office. A new president sits at the helm. Zelaya goes to the United Nations and demands to be reinstated at once. What does our president do, Barack Obama? He insists Zelaya be reinstated. You see, because this is the kind of government Barack Obama really likes. And people like Dr. Savage stand tall and speak loudly against governments like Zelaya's. With negotiations deadlocked and Zelaya vowing to return to Honduras within days, some fear Central America's worst crisis since the end of the Cold War could flare into violence. Talks mediated by the Costa Rican president collapsed over the weekend. The government now, the U.S. government, has thrown its weight behind Zelaya to be reinstated. Is this fascinating? Sad and shocking all at the same time. Hillary Clinton and the State Department, led by President Barack Obama, are siding with a dictator, forcing those free people in a democratic government in Honduras, forcing those people to accept the dictatorial rule of a man that would shred, usurp, and overturn their constitution. Our government stands with Zelaya, a third world dictator thug, but not a peep in defense of Dr. Savage. What a sad state of affairs. 800-449-8255 is the telephone number. Brian's in San Francisco. My name's Chris Bryan, in for Dr. Savage today on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, first of all, I was raised a proud American, and grandparents were Christian people. My thing for Mr. Savage is, you know, maybe if he put on a turban and carried a Quran under his arm, they'd allow him anywhere.
It does seem that the I know where you're going. There is a certain sympathy or empathy, perhaps. Sonia Sotomayor knows a thing or two about this. Empathy. There's an empathy with a certain mindset, movement, faith, if you will, in Great Britain. Perhaps that is who they're trying to appease, after all. Maybe. In fact, there was a story today. I forgot where I saw it. UK residents now, there's a dramatic uptick in Sharia law being used and pursued for legal matters in the UK. That you can, I guess you can choose to hear your court cases through a system of Sharia law or the British laws on the books, and there's an uptick now of Sharia law being implemented. So what does that mean? I don't know. You can decide what it means for you. But it is interesting, Brian, and I thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Las Vegas, where Mark is waiting patiently on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Chris, how you doing?
Very well. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'd like to add my name to that list with Michael Savage, and I think, because I'm an avid listener, and I think the rest of the listeners would do the same thing. I think we ought to make a big, long list and all send it there and say, you know, ban us all.
No, they need your tourist dollars, just like they do in Vegas, Mark, but I appreciate it. I know Dr. Savage appreciates the sentiment. Let's go to Dave in Virginia on the Savage Nation. Hi, Dave. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage today.
Chris, thanks for taking my call. I agree with 99% of what Dr. Savage says and his principles and his morals and everything, but I think that our insistence that we involve our government in what's going on over there, I think that's I think that's going against one of the principles that we stand for in terms of if we don't like it whenever governments attempt to meddle or interfere or demand things from us internally. And what's going on over there is an internal problem that the Brits need to solve by themselves. And it sounds like, just from some of the things that you, some of the tapes and the outtakes that you put on tonight, that the Brits are actually internally, at least some of them, they're fighting for what's right, just like we are over here, just like the conservatives are over here. And although I think Dr. Savage has a right, if there's a mechanism to, you know, to, if there's an international mechanism to sue for, you know, defamation or anything like that, I don't have a problem with that. But I think this time Congress and even the mainstream media got it right, and they recognize that this is a Britain problem. It's not a United States problem.
Well, Dave, I agree to the extent that I know what you're saying, and I don't know that Dr. Savage advocates guns a-blazing, trade sanctions, and we somehow try to punitively, legally act on Great Britain. But I think the simple action of saying something, it is the total inaction. It's the limp-wristed silence, the deafening crickets out there. You can hear a pin drop, and no one in our industry of talk radio, no one of any consequence in the mainstream media, and certainly no one in politics, where it really counts, in the State Department, leadership, diplomacy with other nations, no one is speaking out in a clear way to say we don't agree with this. We don't believe talk show hosts deserve to be lumped in with terrorists in national bans. It is not something we do here in the United States. We don't advocate it happen anywhere else. But this is classic stuff, Dave. This is part and parcel of what we've seen out of this administration on even more serious matters, murder. People are being killed in Iran as we speak for speaking out against what they believe to be, and I believe are, fraudulent elections in the re-election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. This government, this president, stood idly by and said nothing, said he didn't want to meddle. Well, great nations like ours, the shining city, if you will, our job is to set the standard and speak out, not necessarily physically engage or involve ourselves, but to speak up, speak out, and lead when wrongdoing is spotted. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why I brought Honduras up today. We're perfectly content, Dave, to speak up and demand that Honduras and their constitution, which has been violated, the citizens, the Supreme Court, the Congress of Honduras threw a dictator out of office because they saw the threat he posed. What does our government do there? They most certainly meddle and inject themselves. Insist he be reinstated, this Zelaya. So if they can do that for a dictator, surely, Dave, they can do it for Michael Savage. You see what I'm saying?
But they don't need to be doing it for either one. That's the bottom line. They're wrong in Honduras, and they would. And if the government did it for... First place, I don't think anybody's really surprised at Britain, because Britain's been going down that road for the last 5-10 years.
But Dave, you know the greatness of this country has never been one to sit on the sidelines, plug our ears, and go la 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 like we're a child and we're not paying attention to anyone but ourselves. That's not our role. It's not what we do. It's not who we are as a free, God-fearing, freedom-loving people. We don't do that. We set the standard. We speak out when we see wrongdoing. I don't mean engage, but send a message. We're certainly within our rights to sound off and say, this is wrong, this is wrong-headed, we don't support it, we don't stand with it. I don't mean we, launch naval cruisers. I just mean we set the standard and the example. I'm glad you called, Dave. Thank you. Got your point. Let's go to Neil in Orlando next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Chris, good to hear you on the air tonight.
Thank you.
I had an idea. I used to have family that were in the news, and this is something that Michael may want to run by his legal team, where he traveled to England, experience being rejected, since he knows that they're just going to tell him to go home, but travel with a news team that has cameras and let them film it while he's going through that, and then let him try to make it by putting it on the air after the fact into a national incident, okay, with statements that really are going to shake up the rest of the world. Because the rest of the world, okay, doesn't necessarily hear him on the air, but that might get their attention and get other people to support him beyond the United States. Because, Michael can't expect, Obama to back him up when he beats him up 5 days a week. That's really just common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I suppose. I know what you're saying in spirit. Yeah, sore losers and all that stuff and hurt feelings. But you would think and hope, I guess. I would hope. I can only put myself in the position that I'm sure there's an old adage here, and I'm a little tired and can't think of it at the moment. I know there is, that I may not like what you have to say, but I'll die to defend your right to say it. You know what I'm saying? And that should be the Obama standard. That should be every president of the United States whose critics have the right to speak out and be critical just as their supporters do, and that we all are united, at least in the idea, that freedom of speech is not terrorist behavior, and it's being treated as such, Neil. But I'm grateful for your phone call. I know your point, and I appreciate it. I take it. I know Michael Savage does, too. Dr. Savage out tonight. His legal defense fund, if you'd like to contribute, at michaelsavage.com. The latest on this story, the British ban of Dr. Michael Savage, is online for you to read how it's unfolded over these many months since May 5th, and Jackie Smith declared him an enemy of the UK. All can be read at michaelsavage.com. 800-449-8255. Your phone calls, your advice, as Dr. Savage considers his next course of action in this fight. Coming up on the Savage Nation. Savage. Just after the show ended yesterday, Dr. Savage concluded by saying it ain't over till it's over. After he was informed late yesterday, and we told you today at michaelsavage.com, you can read that this blacklisting of Dr. Savage from the UK continues. He has taken today's program off to consider his legal options. I'm Chris Stigall, thrilled to be here today. And Dr. Savage, thank you for the invitation allowing me to be here to talk with the Savage Nation. To you, thanks for being here. I know Dr. Savage appreciates your support. It has been constant, and we've talked about it through the entire broadcast today. People can contact him through the Legal Defense Fund and read plenty of information, all at michaelsavage.com. The telephone number, 800-449-8255. I was reminded during the break, as I was telling a caller, it isn't a matter of demanding the United States government get involved and try to reverse the ban by the United Kingdom. It isn't a matter of government, our government, forcing another government to do anything. It is a matter of standing up for that which you believe in, we should all believe in this country, and that is the right to free speech. We should be, all of us, no matter our political stripes, we should all promote and aspire to that ideal our founders placed before us, the right, the God-given right to freedoms, certain freedoms, and the freedom of speech being one of the most important. So whether Michael Savage is considered an enemy or a critic of most of organized government today, surely all of us, citizens, politicians, talk show hosts alike, can appreciate his right to be able to say it. And it is why, sure, Barack Obama has no friend in Michael Savage in terms of policy. I don't know that Michael Savage necessarily has anything against the man personally. I don't know. The man speaks out against his policies. Michael Savage believes Barack Obama is the wrong man in the wrong place at the wrong time in American history. So do I. We have a right to say that. And Barack Obama has a right to dislike it, not listen to it, discount it, dismiss it, call it names if he wishes. But as President of the United States, he has a responsibility, as do you, as do I, to all stand up unanimously and agree he has the right to say it. And Dr. Savage reminded an audience he spoke to not too long ago as he received a Freedom of Speech Award on this very issue. Take a listen.
I remember the 1960s when true liberals used to say, I may disagree with you, but I would fight to the death your right to say it. When have you last heard a liberal say, oh, I may disagree with conservative talk radio, but I would fight to the death their right to say what they believe in? I don't hear that anymore. What instead I hear is their threats to national security. That was stated on the congressional floor by Congressman Hinchey. He says, I'm a threat to national security, and he's trying to pass the so-called fairness doctrine to close down freedom of speech. Is that liberalism? Liberals used to say, I may disagree with you, Michael Savage, but I would fight to the death your right to say it. That's what this country has been about from the day it was founded. That's the trail of tears and the trail of blood that led to the freedoms that we enjoy in this country today. And we cannot permit a few small-minded martinets who don't even know that they're inhabiting the souls of dictatorships in Congress right now to deny us our freedom of speech. Where are the true good liberals?
Rich in Virginia, you're on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage today. Hello.
Yo, hey, Chris, man. Good to speak with you. Good to be on the Savage Network. I love Michael Savage. I think the guy's the greatest. All I want to do is say that I remember when I was living in Las Vegas back in, I was living in Vegas for a while, but I remember listening to Vegas, Savage on, I'm going to say the late 90s or early 2000s. He had a little TV show. Now, it really stunk, okay? I got to admit, I'm sure that Michael Savage would admit it too, that he didn't have a setup right, but he was on TV out there in Las Vegas. And I believe that there should be a Savage Network. And I am one that would be willing to donate money to establish a Savage Network on national television. And I, he could put on all the talk shows, the hosts, the guys that know what they're talking about.
Rich, I know Dr. Savage has done television, as you point out. I think it ended poorly, and I think it was because TV, like so many in this industry of radio, turned their back on him rather than defend him. His speech, his positions were distorted and contorted. I don't know that he'd want to go back to television if he were asked and had the opportunity. I'd have to defer to him and let him tell you that for sure as to what his experience was with TV and if he'd ever go back. I'd sure watch the show as well. I agree with you there, Rich. Thanks for the call. Chuck's in San Diego on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Thanks, Chris. I would like to say that banning Michael Savage from England is like banning Patrick Henry or John Wayne. And the British have come for Michael Savage, and I think every red-blooded American should stand up and stop buying stuff from Britain.
The British are coming. The British are coming. Thank you, Chuck. Ben in Virginia, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hi, Chris. I was just thinking that he should just make fun of them, show them up for what they are, and do a 70s-style Banned in Britain T-shirt.
Benny Hill comes to mind. I don't know why. Well, Dr. Savage is taking the day, and I appreciate it, Michael, the invitation to be here again in your stead. MichaelSavage.com, the website, lots of important reading on this case. If you feel so inclined and it's important to you, his legal defense fund link is there as well, MichaelSavage.com. This is the Savage Nation.